You know, this whole concept we explored about 4 years ago, more news about local government and schools and businesses and the environment and healthcare and, you know, noble, nonprofit, nonpartisan. Yeah, but you knew it wouldn't work. By golly, 4 years later, not only is it working, I think it's thriving. We're talking about the Fort Worth Report, and Chris Cobbler is the CEO and the publisher and hadn't been here, I think, for 4 years. Good to have you back.
It's great to be back, and it is amazing these 4 years, how they have exceeded our expectations, as you say. We really started this on a dream and a prayer, sort of, and here we are.
You started, you know, businesses that started before COVID, there's always before and after COVID. You started right in the middle of COVID. I mean, this is not a good time to start a business.
Pretty much. It was April 2021. We just celebrated our fourth birthday at Dickey's Arena, so I can tell you how much we've succeeded since then. But it was coming out of COVID. I mean, I was happy to, you know, just get started back then, and we didn't really know how it would go. We certainly saw the need. I mean, the Coalition for the Concerned, the business and civic leaders who got together and said, we need something. They saw the need, and I give all tribute to them to see that need. But now here we are at almost 76,000 newsletter subscribers. Our unique monthly visitors are 400,000 to our website. We are a $2.8 million operation, and we started much smaller than that with only a staff of six.
You know, there was a fascinating op-ed piece the other day in the Dallas Morning News. I don't know if you saw William McKenzie. And what he was saying, the premise was the press is sick. And he was really talking about the national news media. And then his headline said, local journalists can help us heal. Americans trust local news more than national outlets. I mean, you would seem to be a prime. Well, I would think that Carol Dee is a prime example of that too. But you certainly are a prime example of that.
Yeah, exactly. Local news can help us heal. I totally believe that. I didn't see that piece, but I really am admirer of William McKenzie's work, and have read a lot of his work before. But the big deal is, and we did some audience research a couple of years ago that speaks to the point he's making, is that people, you know, do trust local news at a much, much higher level than what sort of, to me, passes as news at the national scene. You can actually touch and feel the local news that we report. We don't have an opinion section. We just report what's happening in your neighborhood and your city council and your school boards. And people find solace in that. They find, you know, relief in that. The most common adjective we get described as is refreshing, which is amazing to me from a long newspaper career in which we got called a lot of things, but never refreshing before.
In fact, there was an argument that you needed to be bombastic and get people off the chairs and get them excited. Right. That was one of the motivations within journalism for a long time. So tell me about the publication. Is this the same thing as it was 4 years ago? How have you evolved?
You know, we have evolved a lot. And we started with, as I said, just six employees. And we're just trying to figure out where our place was. But as we grew and people found us and gave us so much support and so much affirmation, then now we've more than tripled our staff size. We saw ourselves more as a kind of a fill-in-the-gaps kind of news outlet. Now we are a primary news source in the local scene in Fort Worth and Tarrant County, and we have people all the time tell us they look to us as a first read. And we really, when we started out, we didn't have that expectation that we would get there, and certainly not so fast that we would get there.
So the source is coming to you now, wanting coverage and telling you the stories, rather than the other way around, dragging it out of civic leaders?
Yeah, in the first few months is like, who are you again? And a lot of explanation. Now, you know, sources are regularly coming to us wanting to get their story told through us because they know we're have reached a very large audience here in Fort Worth and Tarrant County.
When we talked, I remember 4 years ago, there was a spate of startups that were trying to do not a dissimilar thing from what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Do you keep in touch? How many of those are still around? Because I got to believe you're unique.
Well, there are over 400 nonprofit news organizations around the country. We're one of the more successful big city models of it, for sure. But, you know, this problem with news deserts is happening across the United States. We do keep in touch. One of the biggest, I guess, organizers of the local news movement is the American Journalism Project,
Right.
and they have funded us, and they have funded almost 50 others across the country now. And there's a conference in May that we're going to in New Orleans through the American Journalism Project. And we compare notes all the time. What's working this business model? How is it playing out in other cities? What can we learn from them, and what can they learn from us?
So you've been in the business for a long time.
Right.
Could you have done this 10 years ago?
What was different 10 years ago is newspapers were certainly still dying 10 years ago, but I don't know that it had gotten to the point where in Fort Worth, civic and business leaders realized what a crisis it was. I think they were just starting to learn 10 years ago. And so that's what motivated them when they realized they had to figure something out, that Fort Worth is too special of a place to not have local news connecting them, to not have it be a conversation starter. And I'm not sure 10 years ago, Fort Worth anyway, was quite ready for that. I think it was getting started to that point, but these conversations really started in earnest probably 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I would think that electronic journalism has you've benefited by that. I mean, are you virtual? I mean, are all your people under one roof like the old Fort Worth Star-Telegram was or something?
We do. Our newsroom is in Southeast Fort Worth, across from Texas Wesleyan. We're in old, what used to be the campus bookstore of Texas Wesleyan. They're our landlord now. But yeah, you should come over and take a tour sometime. We love to have people come over because they always go, "Wow, this is a real newsroom." I say, "Yeah, it is." And we believe in having people together, journalists communicating, collaborating, kicking around story ideas, cussing at each other. I mean, I think that's how a newsroom's supposed to work to
Yeah,
me.
I mean, no fedoras and smoking cigarettes or anything like
No,
that,
no, no. Not like when I started in Glen Urban, used to puff a cigar in my face, the old grizzled reporter. Not that, but otherwise, it's pretty close. And I don't think there's any liquor in anybody's drawer, but anyway.
So
I
what you don't what you don't think. So what's
don't
next?
think.
So what's next? You've got. I mean, you're continuing to grow. You're not gonna add, not gonna add Doonesbury or something, I guess, are you?
No. We haven't figured out the crossword puzzle, but we do provide the only comprehensive reporting of obituaries in Tarrant County. That's something we added in the last year.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that because there's a lot of just going in and still replacing that. So much has been lost with the death of newspapers, and so we're going to strategically look at where else do we keep filling back what's been lost from newspapers, sad decline, and then looking what innovating in terms of the digital. As you say, we're all digital, and there's a lot of opportunities in that world that we can keep exploring and keep growing. But we've got to grow smartly now. We've grown rapidly in 4 years, and we're putting together a Vision 2030 plan right now. I'll be interested to see how we pull that all together and present that to funders who really believe in what we've accomplished already and what we could accomplish in the next 5 years with the right investment.
Well, but I would guess one of the best selling points you've got a tiger by the tail. I mean, Fort Worth is hot. It's expanding. It's at the attention of the United States, the world is focusing back on Fort Worth. I mean, this is a
Yeah.
phenomenal growth story.
That is, you're exactly right. I mean, I think to do what we're doing in other cities that aren't Fort Worth, I think would be much, much harder than in Fort Worth, with so much explosive growth, so much happened, such a dynamic city. It is exactly the right place to be. And we started the Arlington Report in the last year too, which is also a very happening place. And the rest of Tarrant County, there's lots of opportunities for us to provide more coverage to all those underserved areas of Tarrant County that at some point are going to be the population center of DFW.
Well, thank you for proving all of us doubters wrong. 4 years and still going and growing. Chris Cobbler is the CEO and publisher of the Fort Worth Report. Good to spend some time with you and see you again. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. It's exciting to share our story. Appreciate it.
I'll run by and bring you a bottle of rye to put in your drawer in the newsroom.
I could use it.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.